Prayer follows Nepal's political wanderings. A ministry brings hope through Haiti's dirt cookies. And an outreach stays alive because of the gift of one child sponsor. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nepal's harbinger of change came in the form of violence this election week. At stake is the retooling of the entire government. Newly elected lawmakers are expected to essentially turn Nepal into a federal republic. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says,
the kind of people that are going to be appointed to create the constitution will have huge significance, especially regarding religious freedom in the country. So that's what everybody is waiting anxiously to see what happens.
However, secularism does not guarantee freedom of religion or an open door for missionaries. Believers need to be ready to take action. Yohannan says,
pray that the government will have at least, a handful of Christian representatives in their work on creating the new constitution for the country. That is quite significant. And pray for the missionaries, pastors, and believers that they will have wisdom to respond to the situation correctly in the midst of these uncertainties.
Next, meals these days in Haiti consist of dreams and dirt. With food prices out of control and staples scarce, people are taking desperate measures to trick hunger. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer explains.
There's always been a medicinal cookie that people would make out of clay or dirt, and now people are using these to fill their stomachs.
To bring home the reality of what survival tastes like, Dyer says,
what Bright Hope is doing is asking people to make a donation, and we'll send you six of these cookies along with some information, and to take those to your church, to your office, and show people.
Funds raised will go toward food aid and startup funds for vegetable garden microloans. More than that, Dyer says, it's seed money that paves the way for ministry.
As training happens with the microloans, the love of Christ is shared because people are wondering, why and how are you helping me? They come back to you and say, this is a blessing to my family. What is it that made you want to do that? And that's where you can share the message and love of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Zimbabwe, inflation and shortages are still causing hunger and economic worry. Transworld Radio has targeted this once prosperous country for their new project called The Entrepreneur. People most affected by the current situation will be invited to learn how to start a faith-based business. Through 32 half-hour programs, they'll get information about finances, startup, and marketing, among many other topics. Pray that as individual lives are changed, their communities are blessed. Meanwhile, International Aid began a new ministry after hearing some scary statistics. Bill Tennity explains.
Christian Connections and International Health had said that within 10 years, there would be no mission hospitals. One of the reasons for that is that all of their equipment was breaking down, and few hospitals had anyone on board, on their staff, who could service and maintain that equipment correctly.
International Aid responded by training overseas staff to do just that. Acquiring repair parts can be a challenge, but now physicians can look forward to continuing their medical ministry in places that need the gospel, like Indonesia, says Tennity.
100% of the technicians that we are working with are Muslim. 100% of the hospitals that we are working with are Muslim. There are no Christian hospitals in Aceh province.
And it can be disheartening to see a ministry end. However, after one of AMG International's child care centers had to close in Fundata, Romania, the community is still feeling the impact. A child sponsor had saved and saved to help build a well there. A ministry director recently visited the community, which had never had running water before now. As the money comes in, they'll add more spigots, but they still need a few miles of pipe. Every foot of pipe costs about $1 if you want to help. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For suggested donation, MNN is making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, and Open the Eyes of My Heart and others. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.